Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, how intelligent are you? What is your IQ? What is your intelligence quotient? That is to say, how smart are you? How good at solving cognitive problems are you in relation to people of your own age? Because that ability tends to increase in general with age. What would you estimate your IQ to be? This is a very interesting question, how clever people think they are, because the evidence is that they can roughly understand how clever they are, but the relationship between how intelligent they are as scored in IQ tests and how intelligent they estimate themselves to be is surprisingly weak. And that's what I want to look at today. But before I do so, could you do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube and hit the like and hit the bell button and all that kind of thing? Leave a comment. It really helps if you do that. And could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based content, some of it paywalled, some of it not, that I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put films I make, where I put vlogs, where I put writings. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, interesting new study in the journal Intelligence entitled How Accurately Does Self-Reported Intelligence Reflect Psychometrically Measured IQ? And the answer is basically only weakly. And it is an Estonian study. It draws upon over 4,000 Estonian students aged between 7 and 18. And it asks them basically to rate, using a Likert scale, how intelligent they are, and it also gives them an IQ test. Now, what you find is that if you're under the age of about 10, you basically have no idea how intelligent you are. You lack reflective intelligence, you lack the ability to compare yourself to other people, you lack introspection, to the extent that in this study, less intelligent Estonian students would tend to rate themselves as more intelligent than objectively more intelligent Estonian students. But by the age of about 11, something starts to change, and students begin to be intelligent enough, essentially, to see themselves in relation to other people. They have the ability, I suppose, to comprehend what they're good at and what they're not good at, to comprehend what their skills are, what their weaknesses are, and they have perhaps the objectivity to be able to kind of look at themselves from the outside and be honest about it. And there's a degree to which honesty, by the way, correlates with intelligence. So objective intelligence scores are going up, and honesty correlates with age, or honesty correlates with intelligence. And so by about the age of 11, they can do this. And there is a weak correlation, but you know, it's not that bad, of about 0.4 by age 11 between how intelligent you assess yourself to be according to a test which, you know, asks you questions like, you know, how well I am very smart, rate it 1 to 5 or whatever, and actually how intelligent you are. Now, interestingly, then this seems to go down once you reach the age of 18. And the correlation becomes only about 0.12. So there's a degree to which we do correctly intuit or understand how intelligent we are in relation to other people, but not that well. But we do kind of understand it, and it goes down. And it's been suggested that part of the reason is that by the time you are 18, other things seem to interfere with your understanding of how intelligent you are, such as your social standing, or how confident you are, or just how well you're doing in other aspects of life. And so the authors suggest that this needs to be sorted out by, if you're going to assess a person's self-rated intelligence, by asking them multiple sort of questions, and asking them questions that much more kind of tap into what psychologists mean by intelligence, rather than vague things such as I am very smart, because they could interpret I am very smart to mean, well, I'm smart with people, I have good social skills, I have lots of friends. And the correlation between intelligence and social skill is quite weak. It's about 0.3. They should probably be asking them questions like, how good are you at maths? Because that would be a much, in a way, a much better self-understanding of how intelligent they are. And perhaps even, is the word intelligence, is it so taboo, is it so considered so awful to have to admit that you're not particularly intelligent, that to get an understanding of other of your own, from a person, of their own understanding of their own intelligence, should you perhaps even use some word other than intelligence to get around the cognitive dissonance of trying to believe that you're a good and high standard person, as it were, but at the same time having to accept that you have deficiencies in intelligence. So it's an interesting area. But one of the things that you the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is this idea that people that aren't very bright are much more inclined to overestimate their own intelligence, that doesn't seem to replicate. But you can certainly see if you go to university that people, if you go to university, you have 50% of the population going to university, they have what they would see as a symbol of intelligence. But of course, it's not the case, because if half the population go to university, that means there are people that have average IQ that go to university. But presumably for quite a few of these people, they regard themselves as intelligent because they have been to university. And so this is causing them to be deluded and to make deluded decisions accordingly, because they don't understand their own abilities. And if anyone has ever been to university, one of the things that you will notice is that the people that do humanities degrees and so on, they're very, very good with words. They're eloquent. They're excellent at arguing a case and basically seeming intelligent because they're very good with words. And to be fair, being good with words, linguistic intelligence is a significant component of intelligence. But they're not necessarily going to be as intelligent as the person who is doing a degree in physics or maths. And there is, in fact, evidence for that, that those people that do those kinds of degrees are more intelligent, and also philosophy. They are more intelligent, but they're not necessarily as linguistically intelligent as the person that's doing the English literature degree or something like that. So it's quite conceivable that a person that has a degree in physics from, I don't know, the University of Leicester or De Montfort University may well be more intelligent than a person that has a degree in English literature from Oxford. But they don't have the symbol. So a lot of people there are walking around deluded about how intelligent they are. And I suspect that mass higher education may play a part in that, and may play a part in people being rather less humble than they should be. So I hope that's been of interest, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?